So me inyan le inyan ba oisa inyan. Just want to end with a little epicness that Yedidi Reb Zev Donner shared with me a little while back, and that is beer in a Gemara that we all know. It's a Gemara that we all know because it's one of the first Gemaras in Shas. It's also a Gemara that we all know because we talk about it all the time. That is Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. It's Kedai to read the Gemara again. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Baderech. I was once traveling. V'nechnasti l'churva achas mi'churvas Yerushalayim. And I entered one of the churvas in Yerushalayim. L'espal. I went to Daf Bo Eliyahu Zachar L'Atoiv. Eliyahu Novi came v'shamali ala Pesach. And he was waiting for me by the door of this churva. At shen siyamti tfilas until I finished Dami. Lach shen siyamti tfilas after I finished Dami. I walked out Amali. So Eliyahu Novi greeted me and he told me, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. V'amarti loy, what Rabbi Yosi tell him? Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. V'amali. He told him, B'ni, my son, Nei man nechnasu l'churva. So why did you enter the churva? V'amarti, I told him, L'espal. What do you mean? I went to Dami. V'amali. You went into the churva to davel. You should have davened on the side of the road. I told him, I was afraid that if I would daven on the side of the road, maybe the Oivrei Drachim would stop me and I wouldn't be able to have the proper kavanah. So he told me, I understand. You shouldn't have davened the longer Shmoyne Esrei. You should have davened the Hoichah Shmoyne Esrei. You should have davened the Kurtzah Shmoyne Esrei. So Rabbi Yosi said, at that time, I learned three things. It's not so posh to just walk into a churva. You're allowed to daven on the side of the road. Eliyahu Navi asked Rabbi Yosi another question. He said, "Bnei, my son, makol shamata b'churva zu. Tell me, what did you hear when you were in the churva?" Amarti le, I told him, "Shamati baskol sheminahemes keyoina. I heard a baskol, and it sounded like a yoina. It sounded like a bird. Fa'imeres, and it said the following: Oy lebonim, woe to my son, shabavoyno yseim, because of their averus, achrafti es beisiv, v'sarachti es eicholi, v'iklisam lebeinu umos. Ay, so terrible. I feel so bad for my Klal Yisrael." That I had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and I had to send them into Galus. So Leonov, he told me, he said, Rabbi Yosi, Chayecho, V'chay Roish, I swear, that Loisha Zubel Vadei Meresh, what you heard, this Baskel, this is not one-time Baskel, Ela B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, every single day, Shalosh Pamim, three times, I Meresh Kach, the Baskel says this, V'loy Zubel Vadei, not just that, Ela B'shosh, Yisrael Nechdasim Bat against Bat Midrashis, every single time a Yid enters the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis Medrash, V'oynim Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mevoirach, and they say Yehei Shmei Rab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanei Roishoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menanei Roishoy, like the Lulav, and says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oysa Beveisai Kach Maloi Lo'ov Shehigla Zbonov V'oylehem Lebonim Shegolu Mi'al Shulchan Avi. So Rabbi Yosi is Baderech, he has to daven, doesn't want to daven on the side of the road, he thought that's not okay. So he entered one of the Churvas Yerushalayim. Eliyahu Navi, who was very close to Rabbi Yosi in many Gemaras and Shas, was waiting for him at the door of this Churva. He comes out. Why'd you go to the churva? You should have davened on the side. Tfilah Kitzara. Rabbi Yosi said, I learned three halachas from this exchange. I told you, Levi Shemayimi, Maratzchios, one of the first raid bites we spoke at in the beginning of this last machzer. But then, Eliyahu Navi asked Rabbi Yosi, tell me, Rabbi Yosi, what did you hear when you were inside the churva? So he told him, I heard a baskel. What did the baskel say? It said, Oy lebonim shabavuinesei mechrafti es beisi v'sarafti es hecholi v'iklisim levein ha'umais. I heard a baskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's bemoaning and he's crying over Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he's being so compassionate and sympathetic and empathetic over the plight of the Jews and Gauls. Because it's not easy. There's a lot of tzar and Gauls, and the Eibishter feels the tzar of Klal Yisrael. That's what I heard. It was menahemes k'yoina and it was oozing. Ima yonoichi b'tzara. So Rabbi Yosi, Eliyahu Navi tells Rabbi Yosi, you know Rabbi Yosi, this baskel that you heard, this baskel emanates from the heavens three times a day. He said, I'll tell you better. Every time a Yid says, B'chol koichai, and with kavana, Amen, Yehei Shmei, Rabbi Mevarach, L'olam, L'olmei, Omaya, this baskel emerges. So Zev Donner shared with me a tremendous Maramaka. And the Maramaka is in the Sefer Eis Kodesh, and it's from the Heiliger of Kleinemis Kalman from Pius Etzner. Three of his drashas, he asked the following question. Now, just by way of background, we know that Reb Kleinemis Kalman from Pius Etzner, He was in the Warsaw Ghetto, and he used to be mechazik yidden. He would fear a tish, and he would give drushes to the yidden in the darkest of times. And the drushes were chizik and their amunah, and this is what he was doing. And then he wrote the drushes down, and he buried them somewhere, and he wrote a little note that if anyone ever finds my drushes, I have a brother that's living, I think in Eretz Yisrael, and you should send it to him, and he's going to print it. And then, I think in the 1960s, it was found incredibly and miraculously, and we have the Sefer Ish Kodesh today. And it comes from Rab Kleinovitz Kalman Piusetzner's drushes and his divrei chizik that he was giving a Rebbe's tish in the Warsaw Ghetto. So this tish was in 1940. It was Parshas Beshalach. And he asked the obvious question in the Gemara. He said, if Rabbi Yossi went into the churva and he heard this basko, and he repeated to Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi told him, you should know, this basko is not a basko that was a one-time thing. This happens every day, three times a day. And not just that, anytime a Yid says, B'chol koicha, Amin Yehesh Mei Rabba, this is such a basko. So how come Rabbi Yossi never heard it? Why was this the first time Rabbi Yossi ever heard this basko? He said, if this basko is there three times a day, Amr Rabbi Yossi, pamachas, once upon a time, I was walking, I entered a churva, and I heard this incredible basko. And he tells me, oh, you're not going to believe what I just heard. So Frank Rav Kleinemus Kalman, Hashem Yim Kam Damai, he said, I understand, if this basko was b'chol yoyim three times a day, and every time a Yid says Yehesh Me'rabah, how come he never heard it? So he told the Yidden, he said, you know what the pshat is? He said, there's a lot of baskels going on. There's a lot of baskels going on. He said, but in order to hear a baskel, you have to be on the right channel. You have to be attuned to the baskel. You have to be on the right wavelength to be able to hear the baskel. And he says, who are we to talk about Rabbi Yossi? But Chazal are telling us this story to be megala something that we need to learn. So Rabbi Yossi himself, his lashon is, ein lanu asoka. We don't really understand. But there's something we could take away from this. And that is, Chazal were telling us, that in order for a person to hear a baskel, he has to be on the right channel. Rabbi Yossi was never in a place where he felt the tsar of the churban enough that he was able to tap into the basko. But Pamacha said, Rabbi Yossi, I was traveling by derech, and it came time to daven. V'nichnasti l'churva achas michurvas Yerushalayim. And he entered a place of churban. And when he entered this place of churban in Yerushalayim, you know what he felt? He felt churban. And he realized the galus. And he understood, and he deher the tsar that the shechina must be in. And he came to such a place where he was able to feel churban and golos and tzara shchina, and he was able to have this hergish of oiloi la'av shehiglas bana of oilam lebanim shegalu me'al shulchan avim, that suddenly he tuned into the right channel and he heard the basko. The basko's there every single day, three times a day, and every time it says Yehesh Mei Rabba. But you're not going to hear the basko unless you're tuned into the basko. And Rabbi Yossi said this was one time that I was there and I felt it. And because I felt it, that was the one time that I was zoicha to hear the baskel. And Piasetzner Rebbe told the Chassidim, he says, you know, we're in the Warsaw Ghetto and the Tsar is immeasurable and it's unimaginable. He said, but I want you to understand that every single time a Yid is b'tzar, there's a baskel, that's minahemes k'yoyna. And it's saying, Ash oiloi le'ov shehigla esbanov, oilem le'banov shegolom me'al shulchan aviyem. And we have to appreciate the Eibush is with us. And the Tsar that we have doesn't compare to the tzar that the Eibishter has. The tzar of the Eibishter is kaviyachol bilti gvulu, bilti tachlis. He feels our pain more than we can feel our pain. And that was the chizik that he was giving the Yidden. And this was a drasha he repeated three times in the Eish Kodesh. But this was Devar. Devar was this baskos, a lot of baskos. But you have to have a chush hashmiyah. And the first thing you have to have is make sure you're not a cheresh. Because if you're a cheresh, then you're not going to be able to hear anything. And if a But more than that, your person has to be tuned in. And the more tuned in a person is, the more a person's able to hear. The baskel that says, Shuvu banim shayvavim, all the different baskels, they're all out there. What we need to have is, we need to have a chush hashmiyah. And the flaw, based on the Noila Safrayim, says that the chush hashmiyah is so critical because the emes is, there's so many messages that we're being told that if we'd be able to hear it, they would change our lives. Because then we would appreciate that the Eibishter is really looking out, and he's there, and he's sending us messages, and he's sending us signals. He's saying, you know, the problem is we're metamtim our chush hashmiyah. And if we're metamtim our chush hashmiyah, so what are we supposed to do? Then we have tainas? How come the Eibishter? No, there's so many messages being sent. Problem is we can't hear. And if you can't hear, that's a problem. Charshay, in a physical sense, nois and light mekulay, but the pnimius of charshay, nois and light mekulay is that if a person's a cheresh in the aznayim of his neshama, that he has no way of being matzliach in his avodas Hashem. There's so many messages of chizik that are out there. if we only had the Chosh HaShmiah, if we were only able to hear them.